When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome back to your Buckeye Talk headlines for the week of April 19th. The Ohio State's football spring game done. Team Brutus, Team Buckeye played on Saturday. We'll get you all those important details. Again, if you want to keep up with Ohio State football, make sure you try our text messages. 14-day free trial, 614-350-3315. Read cleveland.com/OSU and listen to Buckeye Talk 5 days a week. Now your Ohio State headlines from me, Doug LaMaurice. The Ohio State quarterback competition continued through Saturday's spring game. Doug LaMaurice from Cleveland.com. Jack Miller, Kyle McCord, C.J. Stroud battling to replace Justin Fields. And you've got to think C.J. Stroud kept his lead with the way the spring game unfolded. It wasn't going to be determined by what happened in the spring game in Ohio Stadium. But certainly I think C.J. Stroud confirmed what everybody had been thinking. Stroud, 16 for 22 on the day, 185 yards, 2 touchdowns. Jack Miller, 17 of 30, 128 and 1 interception. Kyle McCord, 12 of 17, 184 yards, 2 touchdowns. Ryan Day saying, you know, they've been doing all these spring practices. It's going to go into August. They're not making decisions right now. But just by our eyeballs telling the story, it looked like C.J. Stroud was in control. So Jack Miller and Kyle McCord will continue to fight for that job. But you would think maybe sometime by the middle of August, a couple weeks before the season starts in early September for the Ohio State Buckeyes, Ryan Day will make a decision. And certainly the odds-on favorite right now, C.J. Stroud, to be the starting quarterback for the Buckeyes in 2021. For all your Ohio State news, make sure you're reading cleveland.com/OSU. Ohio State's receiver room worth watching. Doug LaMaurice of Cleveland.com. We know Chris Olave, Garrett Wilson are going to get it done in 2021 as the veterans. Jackson Smith and Najigba showing in the spring game why he looks like the third starter in that receiver group. But two true freshman receivers. Emeka Egbuka, the number one receiver in the class of 2021. 7 catches for 123 yards in the spring game. Again, don't let the stats tell you everything. But Egbuka looks like the backup to Jackson Smith and Najigba in the slot. Might have a role this season. And then Marvin Harrison Jr. Touchdown catch in the spring game, fluid, smooth, polished, NFL genes in the family. Just looks like Marvin Harrison Jr. is going to work his way onto the field one way or another. So as much as it feels like the top three spots, the starting spots for the receivers are set with Chris Olave, Garrett Wilson, and Jackson Smith and Najigba, a lot of interesting names fighting to see, are they maybe in a rotation at receiver? Are they just the second team guys? But looks like two true freshmen, Egbuka and Marvin Harrison, are going to force their way at least into that mix. Maybe not a ton of playing time, but in that mix and setting themselves up for down the road at Ohio State. Make sure you're listening to Buckeye Talk 5 days a week. I'm Doug LaMaurice. A new position shaping up in the Ohio State defense. This is Doug LaMaurice of Cleveland.com. The bullet position, which is that linebacker-safety hybrid position that the Buckeyes have been talking about for a couple years, ever since Ryan Day took over as a head coach in 2019, looks like for the first time in 2021, there are going to be really specialized players playing that specialized role. It's really like a third linebacker, but it's to help defend against the pass. So you can play that third guy who can hit and run and tackle like a linebacker, but defend like a safety. That's what the Buckeyes are looking for there. And it looks like their base defense is only going to have two true linebackers on the field, at least against a typical offense. If they're playing a tight end heavy, a run game heavy team, they'll get that third linebacker on there. But on Saturday in the spring game, Craig Young and Ronnie Hickman showed how the Buckeyes have options at that bullet position. Again, it's kind of like a safety, kind of like a linebacker. Young is a linebacker transitioning to that role. Hickman is a safety transitioning to that role. So it shows how different guys can play that spot. And then second-year player Court Williams, who looked good in practice a year ago before tearing his ACL, he's in that mix too. So three true players who can play that specialized position, and it looks like it's really going to sort of come into focus for the Ohio State defense this season in 2021. For more about Ohio State football, make sure you're reading cleveland.com/OSU and try our texts at 614-350-3315. One of the stars of the spring game for the Ohio State Buckeyes, freshman defensive end Jack Sawyer, 5-star recruit, continuing that lineage of Ohio State defensive ends, and it looks like Jack Sawyer will help the Buckeyes in 2021. This is Doug LaMaurice of Cleveland.com. Chase Young, Nick Bosa, Joey Bosa, Jalen Holmes, Sam Hubbard, Tyquan Lewis, we know what great Ohio State defensive ends look like. And there are two veteran defensive ends on this team in Tyreek Smith and Zach Harrison who fill that role. But Jack Sawyer, five-star recruit from the Columbus suburbs, true freshman, got to the quarterback five times in the spring game and disrupted the plays. Listen, no live tackle. They're not hitting the quarterback in the spring game. But you saw how Jack Sawyer at least can help this team on passing downs in the fall and maybe even more. There looks like there's a chance that Jack Sawyer could be the third best defensive end on this team, only behind Harrison and Smith, which would get him right in that rotation. At the very least, he's got to be a third down option. He's got the speed. He's got the flexibility to get around the edge on passing downs and get after the quarterback. So he's going to have a role. Ryan Day said after the spring game that he's been doing that all spring practice. He's in early like so many freshmen are, and he's making his presence felt. So with Zach Harrison, Tyreek Smith, and now Jack Sawyer, that's three big-time recruits, high-level defensive ends that the Buckeyes should be able to rely upon in 2021. Make sure you're listening to Buckeye Talk 5 days a week. I'm Doug LeMaurice of Cleveland.com. With the Ohio State football spring game over, when's the next time you'll see the Ohio State Buckeyes in Ohio Stadium? Saturday, September 11th, the second game of the year against the Oregon Ducks, that big national non-conference two-game series. It was wiped out last year because of the pandemic. The Big Ten did not play non-conference games. So last year, the Buckeyes were supposed to go to Oregon. They didn't go, but the Ducks are scheduled to come here in 2021. That's the second game of the season, the opener, which is now what's up next for the Ohio State Buckeyes. They got August practice. We know that. But what's up next? Thursday, September 2nd. It's a Thursday start, and it's a Big Ten start, and it's at Minnesota. TCF Bank Stadium in Minneapolis. Buckeyes at Minnesota to open the 2021 football season. That's what's next for Ohio State. Between now and then, make sure you're reading cleveland.com/OSU, listening to Buckeye Talk 5 days a week, and trying our tech subscription service 14-day free trial at 614-350-3315. I'm Doug LeMaurice.